What the hell is going on? What the, my show's been sabotaged, man. Hey, I don't even know what to say, man. Well, it's looking. What's going on here? As I just finished talking about Mercury Saturn as well. Yeah. Okay. Well, it is what it is. Yeah, so it's telling me, okay, so yeah, I've gone live, man. Okay. It's a madness right now. It is. You come off my phone, you. It's absolutely crazy. Okay. Shout out to everybody. Are you back? Are you back? Are you all coming back in bit by bit? I'm a bit. This has never happened. Okay. Let me take a sip of water. Yeah. I'm a bit all over the place. Apologies for this. We're going to get the chart back up again, and we got to get back to business. I'm back. I'm reconnected. People texting me, are you back? Yeah, I'm back. how am I there? Am I back on the I said YouTube. Yeah, I should be back on the YouTube. Am I back on the Instagram? Yeah, I seem to be back on the Instagram. Apologies about that. You see, you speak about these planets and you invoke them. Yeah, tell me about it. Apologies for that. Shout out to Mason. Shout out to Miss Misty. Shout out to Faye. I can see Faye there. All of you there. Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for your support. Welcome back. Nobody's here on the YouTube by the looks of it. No. Okay. I've lost my audience. I can't believe it. How dare they? They better pay for this. I hope they're not thinking I'm going to be paying next month. You owe me. Don't worry, you're going to be getting an email from me very soon. As soon as I finish this this podcast, I'm going to be right on it. How dare you? As soon as I was speaking about that Mercury Saturn, or not too long after, I was speaking about the Mercury Saturn. And I think I mentioned the FBI. I think it's the FBI. It's sabotaging my show. How dare they? I don't know what the hell went on there. Shout out to Michelle. They are stuck. Who's stuck? Something's happening. I was trying to reconnect, and it kept saying, I'm using, shall I say the name? I don't want to feel like your frozen live is still out there. No freaking way. No, it can't be. You mean my audience? Your other live is still on. Well, I'm back. You've confused me. Like, what the hell is going on? Because I'm looking at my, it's showing me my live on Instagram right now. I'm live. What is going on? I seem to be live. I'm typing. I just typed something there in the chat. So yeah, I think as far as I'm aware, I'm live. Listen, people, you guys on Instagram, if you can hear me, can you please say something in the chat? Can you say you can hear me in the chat? What the hell is going on out here? Somebody's telling me I'm frozen somewhere else. You are frozen on YouTube. I'm frozen on YouTube. I think maybe you may need to, for those of you watching on YouTube, you may need to I know that I'm okay here on Instagram. I'm not too sure about LinkedIn. Yeah, maybe you guys need to have a look. Let me see here. Am I okay? I don't know if I can. Would I be able to see myself? No, obviously not. Maybe. I should be able to. It should show something, right? I'm not getting something there. Let me see here. Is anything on? It's showing here that I is that frozen? No, I'm okay on YouTube. I'm okay on one. I seem to be okay. I'm flowing. You guys are watching me on YouTube. What am I talking about? It's not frozen. You guys are confusing me, man. I think I'm back on YouTube. It is refresh. Yeah, exactly, Mason. Refresh. What do I need to refresh? I think I'm refreshed enough. Yes, I can hear you. Okay. So Faye says she can hear me, so that's okay. Faye saying I did all of that. Refresh, restart, did not work, hence why I moved to Insta. Okay. I think it's okay now. I think it's all okay now. YouTube, Insta, LinkedIn, whatever platform you're watching this on, I should be moving. Try sabotage my show. Don't worry, somebody's going to be getting an email, a nice, long, detailed email from me straight after this. I want some compensation. You're there disturbing up, but you feel, listen, I'm, listen, you want me to write you, I'll write you a letter, a complaint. You let me just know. I write the baddest letter. You think it's from Johnny Cochran from the grave. Yeah, Mason saying I'm fresh enough. Yeah, tell me about it. Okay. Angela saying you have two lives running on YouTube. Really? How is that possible? Listen, man, don't get me started. How is that possible? I'm just going to go and check the YouTube now and see. Yeah, you are correct that there seems to be two, but one is definitely working okay. That's for sure. It's working because I can see it right now. It's showing it to me right now, and the screen that I'm looking at you right now is showing the YouTube because I'm connected to YouTube. So it's okay. But you are correct. There does seem to be maybe the old screen. So maybe you just have to refresh that. So apologies for that. Angela, the full moon in Taurus is your famous last words. Yeah, LOL. I told you about erratic. I told you about that Uranus. See, the moment you start talking about these planets, you evoke the archetype. Make no mistake about it. They are alive and well. Florence is saying mine just cut out. Yeah. But I'm back. let's get back to the chart and let's try not to invoke any other kind of disturbances, please. Let's get back to the astrology. I don't even know how this is even, am I going to be able to even upload this? We'll see. Well, I'm going to see what it looks like. Where were we? We were talking about, we were on the 18th of November and I was talking about Mercury, Jupiter, Sun, Uranus. So yeah, yeah, these are the kind of things that can that can invoke this kind of stuff. Anywho, 19th, anything happening? Okay, on the 19th of November, 20th of November, Pluto moves into Aquarius. We got Pluto moving back into Aquarius. Power to the people. Yeah, that's what that must be about. Power to the people. It's all about power to the people. How can it not be power to the people? So, yeah, Pluto moves into Aquarius, the big one, right? And do remember that Pluto cycle is a 250-year, pretty much a 250-year cycle. So the last time Pluto was in Aquarius was 250 years ago. What was going on 250 years ago? Because we're going to get an echo. We are going to get an echo of what was happening 250 years ago. And I believe I've got a bit of the list of what was happening 250 years ago. Let me try and find this. Let me see here. Yeah, so that was the time America got its independence. So remember that, because that was it. We're talking about 1774, right? But they got their 1776. So, but it was coming up to that. So we had the growing tensions with America colonies. I said we, the British. There were scientific advancements that were being made. Cultural developments were being made also as well. So Pluto in Aquarius is actually a really big thing. So we could be seeing a big, revolution. That was also the time of the first Continental Congress also as well. Yeah, I mean, big stuff. There was also stuff going on also with the religion also as well in Europe during that time as well. So we're going to be getting, but I think one of the major things to watch out for is what's going on in America. And I think this re-election of Trump is tying in with that. I think that should have given us a clue that he was going to be the one re-elected. Because he's the kind of character that can do that, that can bring about that kind of shakeup in some kind of way. Britain and US things were, and it's interesting because they've been talking since Donald Trump's come in over here in the UK. There's been a lot of, what are we going to do? How are we going to, we don't agree with these policies. We don't, because obviously there's some, all that left wing, right wing, and we got the Labour Party that's in power over here in the UK, which is more likened to the Democrat Party in the US, and we have the Conservatives who are not in power, which are more likened to the Republicans, and it's the Republicans that are in power. So it's like a conservative. So it's like it's real, like, oh, what we're gonna do? Well, let's see. Tensions rising, tensions escalating, which led to the whole Boston Tea Party situation. Again, this is also the Pluto return, because the USA is having a Pluto return, right? Although Pluto is at the end of Capricorn, but nevertheless, it's having its Pluto return. So I think these are some of the key things that we need to be watching out for, that we're going to be having an echo of 250 years ago, although none of us was around at that time. Maybe in our past lives, some of us was. but not in this life. But it is what it is. So Pluto moving into Aquarius looks like, yeah, it looks like an interesting one. What else do we have here? Pluto moving in. Okay, let's start going on. On the 21st of November, the sun is going to move into Sagittarius. We're going to have a Sagittarius moon. Okay, okie doke. Also, on the 20th, well, starting from about the 20th, 20th, from the 20th, Venus is going to sextile Saturn. That can be good for monetary gains. It could be monetary gains. Monetary management. Stability. The market should be stable around that time. It should be good. 20th, 21st, 22nd. 22nd of November is when Venus, Saturn is going to be exact in sextile. That is actually a good aspect. Can be good for, romantic endeavors, relationship endeavors. It can bring a bit more structure to one's relationship. It can bring a bit more grounding to the relationship scenery. It could be relationships running more constructively. I want to say discipline, but how do you put the word in discipline in a relationship? Hopefully you're not in that kind of relationship where you're happy to be disciplined or where you're disciplining your partner. But structure is more probably a more appropriate kind of word. Venus, Saturn. So, okay, we'll take that. Then what is happening? What else are we getting here? Anything happening not happening with the big boys? 23rd, no. Let's just go back a bit. When is this? On the 15th. Yeah, I mentioned this last week. Starting from like the 15th, on the 15th of November, Saturn is going to go stationary to go direct. Stationary on the 16th. 16th, 17th of November, Saturn is going to be going direct. That's going to be a bit helpful in certain maybe businesses, certain structures, because we're seeing a forward moving. For those of you who are Capricorn, Aquarius, Capricorn rising, Aquarius rising, could be quite good for you guys. Libra rising also as well. That could be quite good, quite positive for you guys. You may feel, something's moving forward. You're feeling more less frustrated. So that's going to be on the 17th, 18th, let's say 18th of November, starts to move. Let's go back to that 22nd. What else are we having here happening? Sun moves into Sagittarius. What is happening here? On the 25th of November, Mercury stations to go retrograde. We're already in the shadow period. Hence why I'm probably being cut off. Yeah. Got to keep an eye on it for the retrograde. So Mercury is going to start to move retrograde 25th, 26th, 27th of November. Mercury starts his retrograde motion. He's somewhat squaring Neptune, but not quite. But he's going to be moving back anyway, so it's easing off. So we're in that time of the year again. Mercury retrograde. Remember, he retrogrades for 21 days. So give or take, we're talking about mid-late December, maybe around the solstice, before he goes direct. But I'll talk more about that when we come to December, right? And then what? Do we have anything happening on the not much. We got the Mars Pluto opposition, so tensions, a lot of tensions happening right now. We could say this Mars Pluto opposition is going to be there for quite some time. Yeah, so anything's likely. I'm telling you, man. It looks intense. It's not about fear mongering, but it just looks intense. Mercury's going to start retrograding back again. Okay, so we're in December now. I don't want to talk about December yet. By the end of the month, it's probably fair to say by the 29th, even by the 28th, by the 28th, 29th of November, there's going to be a trine from Venus to Uranus. Venus is going to trine Uranus. Now that should put a bit of a, you know, should put a bit of bounce in your step, romantic-wise, relationship-wise. That can be quite good. So that's towards the end of the month. 28th, 29th of November is where we're going to be seeing the Venus trine Neptune. So yeah, okay, coolio. We'll take that. Indeed. What else is going to be happening here? Saturn doesn't seem to be doing much. We'll be coming up to a new moon, but that new moon's going to land in December. So I'll talk more about that in the last week of this month, so that we can start to explore what's going to be happening in December. But yeah, this is what we got. But I'm just keeping an eye out on this Mars Pluto, Mars here at 5, because he's really slow and he's about to go retrograde. He's going to go retrograde in early December and he's going to meet Pluto again. So that's really going to be interesting. Faye says, I'm back from Insta. No wonder I didn't see you in Insta anymore. Shout out to Tiffany. Running behind, but listening. Oh, welcome from Memphis, Tennessee. And I suppose, we, you know, going towards the end of the month, we're still going to have this Mercury. Mercury opposing Jupiter in Gemini. So that's going to be going on. So lots of information, disinformation. Yeah, we're going to be getting quite a bit of that. So coolio. It is what it is. I think that is the end of the show. I think I'll end it there. Thanks for being cut off by whoever. I know who you are. I know exactly who you are. You'd be cutting me off like that. Let's get back to the rest of the show. What do I want to do? I need to make some announcements, don't I? But before I do that, competition time. Do I do competition time first? Okay, competition time. Competition time it is. It's that time of the week where it's competition time. And we have winners in the building. I'm hoping we do. I asked a question last week. I said, what planet rules peacocks? I'm sure that was the question. Let me, where am I? Always fuffing about with my bits and bobs. Four of you answered today. Hey, Christian, you're losing it, boy. first answer was correct. First person who came in. Shout outs to Yvette. Bingo! Jupiter rules peacocks. You were correct, Christian, but you came in second. Your message came in at 1 minute past midnight. Yvette, however, was bang on. It's quite interesting because I'm always, well, I tend to be up at night and I was up doing some work. So when the emails come in, it's quite interesting sometimes. I was just doing my work on my computer and then the email just came in and boom, you know, Yvette, like, you know, Christian, Max, you know, all of them just started to come in. So, except one of them, Max, you know, you wasn't correct. It's there. I can understand because Yvette even said it in her email that she guess she's in two minds, Jupiter or Venus, but I'll stick with Jupiter. Correct there. But Max, you said Venus also as well. I can understand because, peacocks are beautiful birds, right? They are beautiful birds. So there's, nobody can dispute that. So I can understand why people would go for Venus. But yeah, peacocks are actually ruled by Jupiter. And actually, peacocks are also a symbol of good luck. So yeah, if you got somewhere where you can keep a peacock, keep one. They're a sign of good luck and good fortune. So yeah, link with Jupiter again. So Yvette, you are the proud winner of 30 Skrilla. So £30 will be on your way to your bank account over the next coming days. So well done. So question time for this week. Oh, I've got so many questions. I don't know where to start, where to end, where to... what's going to be the question for this week? I had a few lined up. I've got so many, but sometimes I'm just a little bit in two minds. I'm in two minds in terms of what to ask. But let me see. Hold on a minute. I've got here. I want a nice one. Oh, let's go. What's happening here? What's happening? Where are my questions at, man? Yeah. I asked that one, didn't I? I've asked that one. This is interesting. Okay. I don't even know what to. Okay, that's not it. Yeah. No. Brother, what is going on here? Come on. I can't seem to get my questions up. I don't know what's going on here. I do apologize for this, where I'm fraffing about. I am fraffing about here. Okay, here we are. I got them up at last. Yeah, this one, I don't want something that's a bit too easy here. Oh, God, no, these ones are too easy, man. I don't want to ask these ones right about now. I want something a bit more tougher, man. I need some tougher questions. Yeah, congratulations, Yvette's hunt down Yvette. She's the one. Drinks are on her. Okay. Nah, this one's a bit too easy. Okay. I believe I've asked that one before. I'm gonna say, I don't know if I should do it on houses or should do it on signs. Let's see here. This should be a good one. What planet rules palm trees? That's it. What planet rules palm trees? A palm tree? What planet rules palm trees? For those of you who are listening to the recording, the email address is there. I apologize. For those of you watching on the platforms live right now, LinkedIn, Instagram, YouTube, the email is there on your screen as you can see it. For those listening to the recording, the email address is thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com. The first person who answers me next week, Wednesday, midnight, GMT time. That's GMT time, midnight. First person who answers me gets £30. What planet rules palm trees? What planet rules palm trees? You send me the answer to the inbox or email, thelunarloungepodcast@gmail.com, and the first one that comes in gets £30. Congratulations once again to Yvette for last week's question on which planet rules peacocks, which is Jupiter. But for next week, it's what planet rules palm trees? What planet rules palm trees? So, yeah. Mercury shadowing, Faye says. Tell me about it. Okay, before I go to Tarot Card of the Week. Tarot Card of the Week is the last thing, isn't it? Yeah. Maybe I should save the announcements until last. Maybe. Who knows? Anyhow, people, listen carefully. Palmistry, destiny, written in your hands. What do all these lines mean? Shapes of your hands, how you can spot love life, way of thinking, length of life, quality of life, what you should be doing, what's your fate, work which is best suited. All of that is all imprinted in your hands. How many marriages, how many children, you know, all of that and more characteristics, traits is in your hands. I'm going to be teaching that. And also as a freebie, I'm going to be chucking in face reading also as well. So I'll be chucking in how to also understand faces, how to read faces. What do the lines mean? How do they interpret? What do they signify? Parts of your face, all of that I'm going to be doing. The course is starting tomorrow, Thursday at 6 p.m. UK time. 6 p.m. UK time, it's starting tomorrow. If anybody's interested, I think I need to put up the email that you need to contact me on, which is this, sacredplanets@gmail.com. sacredplanets@gmail.com. There's also a 20% discount going right now. 20%. You want to grab it. I'm going to be doing a little bit of discounts because of the whole Black Friday thing. Why not? Everyone's doing it. It's a giveaway, a bit of a freebie. Why not? So I'm going to be doing, like, for this month until like the 1st of December, all discounts are going to be cut off. So I'm going to be giving away quite a few discounts. Also, there's discounts currently on my astrology course right now, so you want to grab that before that disappears. And like I said, next year, prices are going right up from 2025. I'm not making no, they're going up. So the astrology course, and you get all to my, all my courses, you get a lifetime access to them. Remember that. You get a lifetime access to them. So palmistry is starting tomorrow. For those of you who are interested, palmistry and face reading. So it's a combination of both, but it's mainly palmistry, but I'm going to be chucking in some face reading techniques also as well, and understanding. So that's starting next month. In, I believe it's on the 8th of December, numerology. There's going to be a numerology course, which is going on for about, I believe it's 8 to 10 weeks. Was it 10 to 12? I need to just double check that. It could be 2 or 3 months, something along those lines. In numerology. Numerology. The universe is run by numbers. You are a number. What is your number? What are your numbers? Because you've got more than one. So I'm going to be showing. I'm going to be giving a free introduction to numerology. I believe that should be, that might be next week. Is it next week? It's either next week or the week after, something like that, towards the end of this month. But I believe it's on the 8th of December, there's going to be a numerology course, yeah? So if you want to sign up for that, do let me know. I'm going to be running also some discounts on that also as well, maybe a 20% discount, we'll have to see. But yeah, there's going to be some discounts on that. What else? Tarot. Please pay attention, people. Tarot course is also going to be starting in about 3 weeks' time. And this is intermediate level. So for those of you who already know the basics of tarot but want to take it even deeper, this is for you. You could join if you're a beginner. No, but it's more intermediate. But still, it's for you. So for tarot, that is also coming. This is intermediate level now. Because many of you will be telling, you never tell us when it's intermediate level. You know, I'm telling you now, intermediate level for tarot is starting in a few weeks' time. And there should be also a beginners for tarot also again starting again. So there's going to be astrology, tarot, palmistry and face reading, and numerology. Those four. Coming next year, geomancy. Coming at a place near you. So watch out. So all of those four are running right now. Astrology, tarot, palmistry and face reading, and numerology all come into, and at the moment there are some nice generous discounts that you can take full advantage of 20%. Those of you who are a part, or you are on my membership, paid membership list, do get, for some of these courses, you get up to like 40%. Yeah, that's for you guys. Yeah, so it is what it is. Do let me know. What else was I meant to announce? I think that's it. Tarot card of the week, people. Let's go to that tarot card. So if you're interested, email me at sacredplanet@gmail.com. So, yeah. On that note, we're on tarot card of the week. Okay. Let's shuffle the cards and let's see what the card for this week is going to be showing us. Let's see what the message is for us this week. Okay, let's go. You know me, I'm just going to split. Let's go to the bottom here. What we got? What we got? Ooh, we got the Four of Swords. All about the Four of Swords. You know what this means, right? I could do with some of this, really, truly. Take a rest. Take some time out. Remember to take some time out for yourself. This is the message for us this week. Take a time out. Take a break. recuperate, regenerate, heal. This is what it's about. The Four of Swords is about, you know, perhaps maybe we need to sleep more. We definitely need to rest more. I know I do. And I'm everybody who's watching this, this is for you. So it's about taking a bit of time out, maybe taking, maybe a day off work, perhaps. Tiffany's saying, I wish I could. Yeah, I know. Me too. me, you both. But I suppose there could always be more, you know, just try to go to bed a bit earlier, maybe switch off a little bit, maybe from, some other activities that take up a little bit of our time, maybe spend a bit more, less time on social media, maybe watching TV, maybe going out, having a bit of a party, or of course, celebrate, have a nice time. But maybe, you know, just cut back here and there and just have a bit more of a rest and, you know, take a bit of time out where we can. Pull back a bit, gives us time to heal, gives us time to reflect, gives us time to recuperate, gives us time to do some introspection. This is what this card is about. It's really about this, taking some time out. Shout out to Andrea, I'll be seeing you tomorrow, is also watching this live video. Oh, cool stuff. Shout out, Andrea. Happy birthday in advance. So this is what the Four of Swords is about. It's really about, it's not a go out moment. It's more of a pull in moment. It's receptive time. It's okay, let's think, let's recuperate where we're at. We need that pause from time to time. We need that time to recuperate. We need that time to heal. We need that time for some self-reflection. The body, the mind, and it's the sword. So it's the mind, isn't it? The mind needs to be put to rest. But, overthinking, stresses. I mean, those come as part of life, but we need to also be mindful that we need to take that time out and sleep and rest and reflect. Recuperate, recharge. You see, that's what the card of the week is this week. It's all about recharging and regrouping. So Four of Swords is what it is. It is what it is. What else? That's the tarot card of the week. We've done competition time. We did the astrology, although I got cut off. You sabotaged my show, man. Like I said, you're going to be hearing from me straight after this podcast. I ain't paying my money to be cut off. It never cuts off when you're taking the money out of my bank account. Yeah. I never get saying, oh, sorry, the payment didn't come through because we got cut off. That goes fine. So you make sure you keep my service up and running. Or you pay compensation. that's how it is. People, I want to thank each and every single one of you for your attention and for your participation. And today's Lunar Lounge podcast. Shout out to everybody who tuned in from all around the world, New York, UK. Did I say New York? Yeah, New York. What is it? Memphis, Tennessee. I don't know why that's skipping my mind, but wherever it is that you are listening from, South of France. We got a few East Coast people here. We haven't got a West Coast, not as far as I'm aware of, but I'm sure West Coast people listen to the recording, as most people do anyway. It is what it is. This show is brought to you by Magic Mind. make sure you go check the discounts. The details will be posted below. They are posted below. I will be uploading my the YouTube shortly after this, so the YouTube will go up and all the details will be below it, literally about 5-10 minutes after. So yeah, be sure to watch out for that. So yeah. Angela, is the prize a holiday to a hot country? What prize? What prize are you talking about? Tiffany saying, I may be moving there over the next few years. Oh, to the West Coast? Oh, yeah. West Coast is cool. Is the prize. What prize are you talking about? You've lost me. Or maybe I've lost myself. Mercury is opposing Jupiter right now. Just I don't know what's going on. I'm all over the place. What prize are you talking about, Angela? I need to know this. You've lost me. Is the prize a holiday to a hot country? East Coast. East Coast? Oh, you're moving to the East Coast. Oh, Tiffany's moving to the East Coast. Okay, I got that bit. I'm trying to figure out the prize that Angela's talking about. Because I'm totally lost. People, whatever platform you are listening to this on, I want to thank each and every single one of you. You have been listening to The Lunar Lounge with myself, Israel Ajozi. I will be back with you, same place, same time.
Welcome to The Lunar Lounge.
Hitmakers.
That means it's either the beginning or the end. In this case, it's the end. People, stay safe. Be blessed. Be wise. Be open.
Welcome to the Lunar.
Enjoy your full moon in Taurus. Make sure you wine and dine and eat. My name is Israel Ajozi.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
I will be with you again next week, as I said. Thank you very much. I am out. Thank you.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge. Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.
The Hitmakers.
Welcome to the Lunar Lounge.